Welcome to my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, your passport to the world. Join me on a journey to discover the beauty, diversity, and wonders of our planet. From vibrant cities to remote landscapes, from mouthwatering cuisine to heartwarming encounters, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unforgettable travel experiences. I'm your host, Alisa, and I'm excited for you to join me on this travel adventure. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, where I discuss all things travel. So on this episode, we are going to be talking about my review of the Barcelona portion of my trip with EF Ultimate Break, where I went to London, Paris, and Barcelona. So overall, I would give this part of the trip a 7 out of 10, and I'm going to name the good parts first. So number one, I love that we left from CDG, which is Paris's airport, to BCN free of hassle. I did not have to check into a flight. I didn't have to worry about luggage. I didn't have to worry about anything. All I did was show up to the airport via car that was provided by EF. So I didn't have to worry about getting to the airport. And I just showed up. I gave my bags to my tour director and she put everything on the conveyor belt and I sat my ass down and waited until my flight was ready. So the flight took about 2 hours. Another thing I like, I hate long ass flights. So that was great. 2 hour flight. And when we got there, it was around 2 p.m. It was super hot. So our tour director said she didn't want to do a walking tour because if you know about previous trips, we all do a walking tour in each country or city that we go to. And if you look on my YouTube, you can see the different walking tours I took with London, Paris, and now Barcelona. So we ended up heading to our hostel, and the hostel we stayed at was Generator. And in this hostel, I had 5 people in one room. So me and 4 other girls, and the girls I stayed with were girls that all came together. So 4 of them all came together. I was the eyeball out. Now I will say that is something I didn't enjoy in my trip. I didn't like that I was switching roommates because I felt like if I got a rapport or I got cool with one roommate, why make me have to get really cool with another one? And one thing I learned about Europe trips, they're sometimes clicky. Not saying that you won't find your person to travel with, but you will find like a person. No one's walking alone. Like no one's going to just not find not one person they click with the entire trip. I got lucky and was able to click with 9 different people. So I wanted to stay with 1 of the 9 and I got to stay with none of them. So didn't like that, but it is what it is. Generator was a good hotel to stay at compared to Joe and Joe in Paris. And if you didn't hear that podcast, listen to it because that was unacceptable to me. But this hostel at least had air conditioning and they had towels and washcloths. Like Joe and Joe didn't have that, but at least this hostel did. And the thing I didn't like was that there was no covers or comforters, so you had to wrap up in a sheet. But luckily for me, I always carry a blanket with me so I can wrap up on the plane. I brought that to Spain, obviously, and that's what I was using while everybody else freeze their asses to death. So what I loved the most was, like I said, it was free of hassle. I was able to get to the airport, no problem. I was able to get on my flight, no problem. Everything was handled through my tour director. I did not have to do anything. What I loved was the weather in Spain is so nice. And I went the first week of September, right after the heat wave that the world, for some reason, was experiencing. But it was really nice in Barcelona. It was actually cooler in Barcelona than it was in Paris because of that heat wave. Like, it was so fucking hot. But in Barcelona, the weather was cool and there's beaches in Barcelona. So, you know, when you're closer to the water, it's a little more breezier than when you're in a city. So it was nice. I love the fact that we were able to get on a yacht. That wasn't included, but we went and booked our own excursion on the final day and went on a yacht. The excursions that are included in the Barcelona tour is the Sagrada La Familia. That was a great tour to experience. I loved walking through the church that wasn't built completely until, I think it gets built in like the next 10 years or something. And they've been building this church since the 1800s. So it's kind of like now a historical site that people want to see when they come to Barcelona. We also went to Parc Güell, which is the park where the Cheetah Girls went to. So if you haven't seen Cheetah Girls, watch that. Then look at my YouTube. We was there. I also love the food in Spain, but I also love Spanish food. So it's really giving chef's kiss. I also really liked the food in Spain, and I love Spanish food, but the food in Spain was so good. I loved the food, like paella, the tapas, everything. I was trying different foods. Now, granted, I love Spanish food. Like, I really, really love, like, it's probably one of my favorite foods, so of course I was going to like it, but I think you should try it. Like, we had this taco place right across the street from us called Piqueo Taco. You can look it on my YouTube. And that was the best burrito tacos I've ever had. I had burrito tacos like 2 years ago and they were like, that was okay. always call them the tacos with the soup, but the birria tacos in Spain, like, I had bought two, went back to my room, ate them, and came back down, walked across the street, and bought four more. Had six tacos. Like, I was like, yo, I need more. And then I was like, Lisa, relax. I need to go back to go get them tacos. Like, that was the best tacos I ever had. Now, what I didn't like about Spain, while I'm giving it a 7 instead of a 10, transportation. I do not like the subway system. They close after a certain time, so it's really hard to get around if the subway is closed. So if you go to the club, get an Uber back. Now, Ubers aren't guaranteed. There was a point where we were waiting at our hotel for an Uber for an hour to go out. An hour, because we kept getting Ubers that cancel, or they want a passport, or they don't want to give you a ride because you're foreign. Those were the annoying things about Spain. The fact that I couldn't get no fucking Uber. Like, why am I not being able to get an Uber? I can barely ride the damn Metro. Can't get an Uber. But, like I said in previous podcasts, EF supplies the Metro cards. So we got a Metro card in London, we got a Metro card in Paris, and now in Barcelona. Did we use the Metro card? A little bit. We rode the bus with the Metro card because we left the beach and couldn't get an Uber back to the hotel. Well, hostel. So we ended up catching the bus, and our Metro cards worked for the bus. So we're like, cool. We got on the bus, rode the bus all the way back to our hostel by using Google Maps. But Ubers are like really bad in Spain. So if you're not comfortable riding the subway or public transportation, I suggest you hit them feet like and start marching, because it is really difficult to get around in Spain. And it might have been just during that time because it was still summer. So maybe it was a lot of people. I don't know if you visit Spain another time. Maybe when I go back and give you a better review. But that time it was like Ubers were canceling so much. It was really hard to get around. So we ended up just catching public transportation. And sometimes we would catch the subway when we were doing group trips, but most times we were just walking. But we were in an area where we were around everything, like food, clubs, bars, everything was around us. So it was really easy to get around. We even went to this bar called Dow Jones, and this bar was like a stock market bar. So whenever the stock market dropped, the drinks dropped, and you could watch the stock market on the screen and then get your drink. It was really cool. Like, the bars and the clubs in Barcelona were friendly to foreign people, unlike France. Well, unlike Paris, I'll say, because I heard not all of France is nationalist piece of shits. Some parts of France are really nice, but it was really nice in Barcelona. I didn't like that they had such a heavy pickpocketing problem. I think that's another reason why I couldn't give it a 10 out of 10. Like, it was really hard to control and make content out there. You could tell by my YouTube, some of the parts are cut because we weren't allowed to really use our phones too much because it's a heavy pickpocketing problem. For instance, we were leaving a restaurant one night, me and two other girls. It was three of us all together. We're like recording, you know, taking pictures, just doing touristy things. And this lady runs up behind us and she's like, put your fucking phones away. Put your fucking phones away. And we're like, what? Who the fuck are you talking to, first of all? But she was like, listen, it's a heavy pickpocketing problem here. You guys are tourists, and I get it. You guys like seeing what you want to see, and you want to record, but you cannot have your phone out. You will get it snatched. Put it away. And then she ran off on a skateboard. Not a lot of people in Barcelona skateboard, so she was kind of saying, like, you know, pickpocketers can come, snatch your phone, and skateboard away. They're on wheels, you're on foot. The likelihood of catching them is not as likely as it is if you just put your phone away. However, our tour director did tell us that the pickpocketing problem in Spain is really bad. So she did warn us. She told us on one trip they were in the subway. One of the girls on her last tour was recording, and somebody came up in the skateboard, snatched her phone out of her hand, and just skateboarded away. There's nothing she could do but cry. So I was like, okay, keeping my phone out. So I couldn't really record as much, which sucks, because it's like, why do y'all steal? Like, what is that? Why is that a problem? And a lot of people before I even went to Europe were telling me, like, in Europe, they steal. But when I was in London, no one did that. It was super safe. It was nice. The most I've ever seen was someone get jumped in London. And when they got jumped, that was it. They got jumped, they got up, and they walked away. It was nothing else after. Versus in the U.S., if you get jumped sometimes, is next. So that's the difference. But like I said, it was a very heavy pickpocketing problem. People weren't even outside with their phones as much. So I was like, you know what? I don't see nobody else recording. I'm gonna put my phone away. But I did get some good footage. You guys can check that on my YouTube. I am Lisa with a Visa. So like I said, our first day we flew in from CDG to BCN, which was Paris to Barcelona. And then we did our walking tour that night. Then we went out to eat. Some girls didn't go out to eat because they went to a cooking class. Our cooking cooking class was, well, I didn't go to cooking class, but the cooking class was an excursion that was added on by our tour director, not by EF. So our tour director came up with this and decided to give us the option of doing a paella cooking class. I didn't do it because I was super tired. So one thing I will say, the reason why I'm not giving this trip a 10 out of 10 is because the exhaust that comes with traveling with EF. When you're going from country to country to country, it's very fast paced, and sometimes you can become wrapped up and worn out. Like, it's not a trip where you're thinking you're going to go unravel and sit at the beach and relax. I thought, like, when I got to Barcelona, okay, finally, I'm going to be at the beach and I'm relaxing and I'm going to be chilling. No, I went to the beach one day out of those 3 days I was in Barcelona because I had an excursion to do. I had other things to do with our tour director. And I was just like, that's what I didn't like. I think that I should do a Barcelona city tour, just the city tour, 7 days. They have that option on EF. But instead, I wanted to see all three different countries, which was cool. It was such a great experience. But you're super tired. You're waking up at 7 a.m. every morning, and you're doing excursions, activities, you're doing walking tours, you're doing a whole bunch. And sometimes you're not getting back to your hostel until nighttime. And then if you want to go out because you do want to experience and indulge in the culture, you're not getting back in the hostel until 3 a.m. And then you're going to have to repeat and get back up all over again, except for on the free days. So my final day in Barcelona was a free day, and we decided to do a yacht tour boat ride or whatever. We got on a yacht. It was about 10 of us. We got on this yacht and, you know, cruised through the marina in Barcelona, and it was so nice, relaxing. We even got to stop and swim and eat on the yacht and drink some champagne on the yacht. And then after we got off the yacht, we went to a restaurant right off the beach because where the port was, it was right next to a beach. So that was my beach day, and I was so happy that I at least got to do one beach day. But I am disappointed because if you're thinking that this London, Paris, and Barcelona tour by Barcelona, you're going to be able to do all this summer beach activity, no. You're going to be walking, you're going to be getting education, you're going to be really learning about the countries that you're visiting. It's not necessarily a vacation where you're relaxing and just unwinding and decompressing from work or whatever, no. I felt like I needed a vacation after this vacation. That's how much I was walking and doing, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I had the most fun, and I'm actually going on another EF trip. Like, I did highlights of Morocco with EF. That's coming up soon. You got to listen to that podcast. It was one country trip, and I went to like about 6 to 7 different cities. It was so fun. Such a great trip, but EF is very fast paced. So that's what I'm saying. You guys have to really get in your minds that you're not going to be relaxing and unwinding. You're going to be learning. You're going to be going, doing the most, because it's only 9 days to explore 3 countries. So that's 72 hours in each country. So you don't really have as much time. Even though it says 11 days, 2 of those days are travel days. So keep in mind. And another thing I want to say is that I hate booking my flights with EF because they give you the cheapest flights they could find and you have like 24 hours to get home. Like, you don't get home until nighttime. I left Barcelona at 9 a.m. and I didn't get home until 10 p.m. Barcelona is only 7 hours away from the fucking U.S. But because I took the cheap route by booking with EF, I had to catch flights that had layovers. So it was like very annoying, I will say. I hate layovers. And I felt like my layover was in Atlanta, which was stupid because you're flying past Philadelphia. Just drop me off. That's how I felt. It was the worst flight in the world. I was so uncomfortable. I couldn't sleep. I think that was the worst flight I ever taken in my life, from Barcelona to PHL, you know, with EF Ultimate Break. And which is why my next trip I'm taking in a few weeks, I am not letting EF book my flights. I'm booking my own flights. Now, granted, I did forget that I had this trip, so I didn't really save up properly. I'm also buying a house, so please bear with me. I'm doing a lot and I'm trying to travel. But it was, I'm just going to book my own flights because I don't like layovers. And if I do have to have a layover, then it can't be for more than 3 hours. And if it is going to be more than 3 hours, I'm going to just stay in that town, that city, whatever, whatever, until the next day. I don't like layovers. I don't like layovers for like 7 hours. It drives me insane. The thought of it makes me depressed. It makes me not even want to go nowhere. Yeah, I don't like EF booking my trips because they pick the worst. However, I do have some friends that booked with EF. Well, I met on EF Ultimate Break trips, but I have some friends that booked with EF and they didn't book a flight, and then EF ended up canceling that trip. So they had to find a way to get their money back or reverse their flights or whatever they had to do. And it was very much a hassle. So they prefer to just have EF book the flights, because sometimes EF will cancel a trip ahead of time because not enough people have signed up for that trip. Like, if you have less than, I think, 12 people, the trip cannot be conducted, so they will cancel it. And, you know, you get your money back, or you have the option to go on a different date. So they have a bunch of dates that you can choose from. Maybe that date didn't get enough travelers, so you can go on the next date. That happened to one of my friends. She booked a trip to Bali. Well, two of my friends. They booked a trip to Bali, but they did not take a flight from EF because they know EF takes the worst flights they could find. And the trip ended up getting canceled, but they already booked their flight. So they had to figure out how to get their money back or to change over. And it's just a hassle. It's just annoying. Nobody wants to go through that. Me personally, I'm not booking my flight until maybe the month before. Because that's when EF books their flights anyway. They book it a month before. That's when you get your flight itinerary. Like, they do the same thing. So I'm gonna do the same thing. But it was such a great experience. Like, out of all the cities, London was my favorite, then Barcelona, and unfortunately Paris, which I did not expect Paris to be the way it was. But it is what it is. I want to go back to Barcelona. I want to see Ibiza. I want to go to Seville. I want to obviously see Madrid. So, like, I really want to go back to Spain. And I'm thinking about going on the Spanish road trip tour they have, where they visit multiple cities. I think it's like 5 different cities in Spain. So, like, they go to, like, I think Madrid, Barcelona. So, yeah, I think I want to go back and visit Spain, and I might even do it again with EF Ultimate Break or with Contiki. I know I'm going to go back and visit sometime next year, so stay tuned for that. But, however, I can always visit solo to Spain because now I kind of know the mechanics. Like I said, if you are a person that wants to travel and you're nervous on traveling by yourself, try EF Ultimate Break because you're going to travel with other people and it gets you to open up your shell. Like now, I have no worries of traveling solo completely. I don't even care about being alone. I know what I want to do. I know how I want to move, and I got a little bit more information and my feet wet by going to these other countries without my actual friends. Like, I didn't go with not one friend. I didn't know anybody. I had to force myself to make friends. I had to force myself to talk to people. I had to be myself without the people that I know the most. And that was the most uncomfortable feeling, but it was also the most freeing feeling. I'm making friends with people who really fuck with me. Like, we all planned a trip to Thailand, but like I said, I can't go because my friend is getting married. But other than that, it's really a great time, and you never know who you're going to meet on this trip. Like, I know 2 people that met on EF Ultimate Break trips, and now they're in a relationship. Like, you never know when it comes to meeting and stepping out of your shell. Like, you'll meet lifetime friends that travel, even if you guys don't live in the same state. I'm going to Croatia in May with 2 of the girls that came on this very trip with me because we became so cool. We talked to each other. We text each other. We're like, all right, I told them I wanted to go to Croatia. What did they do? They booked their trip, and now we're all going. And it's like, now I'm going on a trip where I do know people, and that's what it becomes. You make friends, and then you make other future plans when it comes to travel, and now you guys are traveling. And these 2 people don't even live near me. One lives in Rhode Island and one lives in Minnesota, but we're all cool. We're all planning on meeting up with each other just because of the time we had in London, Paris, and Barcelona. Now, I'm not saying that every trip is going to end with you're going to find your travel soulmate or your boyfriend or whoever, but it's still a great opportunity to take, especially if you're under the age of 35. Hurry up and do that. So I want to thank you guys for taking your time out your day to listen to my podcast. It really means a lot to me. Please comment. Please rate it. Subscribe. It means so much. It goes a long way. Let me know of other things you want to hear about on the podcast. And next episode, I'm going to be giving all travel tips when it comes to booking flights. Thank you. Bye.